In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome to this new week. We are in the 13th week of Ordinary Time, Church Year C. Today is Monday, the 1st of July, 2019. We thank God for bringing us to this new month. You are listening to Catholic Meditation, a production of the Communications Service of the Diocese of Kumba, Cameroon. Osla Ajebesone is the producer. Remitus Ellard, the web page director. For presentation, I am your host, Father Blessed Ambang Njume. Thank you for always being a part of us. Let us pray. O God, who through the grace of adoption chose us to be children of light, grant, we pray, that we may not be wrapped in the darkness of error, but always be seen to stand in the bright light of truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 18, verses 16 to 33. The Gospel is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 8, verses 18 to 22. I read from the Gospel. When Jesus saw the crowd all about him, he gave orders to leave for the other side. One of the scribes then came up and said to him, "Master, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus said, "Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Another man, one of the disciples, said to him, "Lord, let me go and bury my father first." But Jesus said, "Follow me and leave the dead to bury their dead." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The initiative is always God's, not ours. The initiative is always God's, not ours. Dear friends, truly, if God does not will something, that is, if he does not desire it, it will not happen, no matter how much or long we persist or insist. His will is what always prevails, and his will is what we always pray for. When he chooses to do something, he does it. Nothing, not even a human person can stop him or would be able to stop him. And if he does not choose to do it, nothing moves him. We may see things as philosophers do or like Shakespeare, that is, as mere coincidences. But for God, everything happens not by chance or coincidence, but by his divine providence. In today's Gospel reading, we find this clash of God's will and human desire or human will. After preaching and teaching the people, one of the scribes came up to him, asking to follow him. "Master," he said, I will follow you wherever you go. Matthew chapter 8 verse 19. Surely, he had been impressed by Jesus' teaching and sought to follow him. He wanted to give his total yes and all, his will, his life, and his service. Was it not this very Jesus who had said that people leave everything and follow him? Matthew chapter 16 verse 24. Here was one volunteer, willing and ready, yet Jesus denied his voluntary service. Was his service or desire to follow Jesus not sincere? Was his motivation not right? Was he just carried away by excitement? Why then did Jesus respond to him the way he did? In reply to him, Jesus said, "Foxes have holes, birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Matthew chapter 8 verse 20. Now, this response is what is called a technical knockout, especially if we compare it with the response Jesus gives the second person in the same text who made a similar request to follow him. It could also be that Jesus gave this response to scare him away, or perhaps to see what was his drive, intention, or motivation for being willing to follow Jesus and offer his service. Perhaps, hearing of the nothingness of Jesus, a man with no security of a future, not even a home to call his own, perhaps the set man would just simply and quietly bow out. Who dares embark on a project with no security or surety of insurance or success? In the second case, another man tells Jesus the same thing. "Lord, I will follow you." Matthew chapter 8 verse 21. "But let me go and bury my father first." This one even gives a condition, unlike the first. This is the one we think should be pushed away, wanting to follow Jesus, but with conditions that have to be fulfilled first. He cannot detach from his family and loved ones. He wants to go bury his father first, then come and follow Jesus later. On the contrary, Jesus did not push him away nor scare him with a response as he did to the first. He rather said, "Follow me and leave the dead to bury their dead." Matthew chapter 8 verse 22. What do you make out of this? What practical lessons to learn? God's good people, when you are God's choice, he pursues you to the end, and no excuse is good enough for him, not even your weaknesses or your distractions. But if you are not his choice, you cannot sweet-tongue him. It also means God reads inner motivations. Though the first man was readily available and had no distractions, yet his motivations were not pure. That is why Jesus did not choose him. He was one of those seeking Jesus for material gain. So his availability and readiness were no use. He had bad motivations. So hearing of no house, no car, no food, no pleasure or leisure, he was certain to quit. The other, on the contrary, though he had some distractions, yet he had the right motivation, a good heart, and God who reads the heart went for him. Secondly, God's good people, what God does not want will never happen. What he wants will always happen. Nothing can stop God, not even you, not even any other human being. So relax, be calm. What will be according to God's plan. If God says yes, no one can say no. And if God says no, no one can say yes. Dearly beloved, God wants to see your motivation. He wants to see your driving force. He wants to see your intention, which should be love for him and a willingness to serve him. If you have these, he will sure take care of your many distractions and make good use of you despite your weaknesses. You will be His choice. He will choose you. But for those who rather choose Him and offer willing service and availability, yet driven by wrong motives, God will simply push them aside and wave them away. In the first reading, God reveals His plan of destroying Sodom and Gomorrah to Abraham, Genesis chapter 18, verse 17. It was God's choice to tell Abraham. The latter did not ask. And the reason for which God told Abraham was because of Abraham's good heart, so we are told. He was a man with a clean heart, doing what is upright and just before God, Genesis chapter 18, verse 19. There are some people, the moment you tell them something on trust, they will betray your trust. No sooner have you told them than they spread it out like wildfire. If God could choose to tell Abraham His plan, firstly, it was because it was God's choice, not Abraham's. And secondly, because God saw and knew Abraham's heart and intention. There are some people with leaking mouths and flippant tongues. How can God tell you a secret if you have been unable to keep ordinary human secrets? We pray, therefore, that our intentions and motivations may be pure and sincere, and God, who reads all intentions in our innermost hearts, will make use of us according to His divine and holy will. Do not fear, beloved. What will be only according to God's plan and will. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen. We wish each and every one of you a very fruitful and fulfilling week.